And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is trying to decide whether to approve the powerful new painkiller Moxduo, a combination of morphine and oxycodone that backers say will be valuable to people in intense pain, but critics say is a drug that can be misused and add to an epidemic of painkiller abuse and overdoses. Today, an FDA advisory committee is holding a day-long hearing. NPR science correspondent Rob Stein is following it in Washington. Rob, welcome.
Nice to be here.
And tell us more about this drug and why people support it.
Right. Moxduo is a combination of two other drugs that people have probably heard about. One is called morphine and the other one is called oxycodone. And what Moxduo does is combine those two powerful opioids into one capsule for the first time. And the company that makes this, that developed the drug, says that the idea is that by taking the two drugs together, you could take lower doses of each of them, and that would make it safer and would produce fewer side effects.
And who is it supposed to help the most?
It's really designed for people who need really fast, really strong pain relief, you know, quickly. These are people who have been in accidents like car crashes or industrial accidents where they've broken a bone or something, or maybe people who are recovering from some sort of surgery like a hip replacement or a knee replacement or cancer surgery or back surgery.
Very serious pain.
Yeah, really intense pain that people really need to get relief from quickly, and that up until now, maybe some of these patients have had trouble getting pain relief because they can't take enough of the drugs to really get the relief they need. These drugs can have side effects like nausea, vomiting, terrible itchiness and dizziness, and that limits the amount of these drugs they can take, and so they can't get the pain relief that they need.
Right. You also have breathing problems, which is why people who take too much overdose. They have these suppressed breathing problems, and those are some of the concerns about the drug, but also aren't there concerns that they can be not just overtaken, someone can take too much, but that they can be crushed up and used in ways they weren't intended?
Right. That's the big concern among addiction specialists out there is that they say that this drug would be very easy to abuse, that in the form that the company's applied to get approved, it could easily be crushed, which would make it easy to snort, easy to maybe inject, and that they're worried that, you know, we already have this epidemic of prescription painkiller abuse and misuse in this country, that millions of people are addicted and thousands are dying from overdoses, that this would just make it worse. It would just provide another drug that would be really easy to abuse and misuse.
Yeah. Well, Rob, it's interesting. Here in Massachusetts, there's been a debate over another drug that our governor tried to ban because of the concern about painkillers. And I spoke anecdotally to a pharmacist who said, don't just ban something on a state level. The feds need to require what they required of oxycodone when that powerful painkiller first came out. Explain what has had to happen in the past to these drugs with the fear that they would be misused.
Yeah, there's been a big push to try to make these drugs a lot harder to abuse, to create what they call tamper-resistant formulations of these medications. And the company is well aware of this and knows about the concerns. And so they're saying two things. One is that if they get approval, they will have a very detailed system in place to prevent abuse in the first place and spot any indications that this drug is being misused. And also they say they're working on a tamper-resistant formulation of Moxduo that would make it harder to crush and snort and inject. But that's not the version that's not ready yet, and that's not the version right. That they've applied to get approved.
So meanwhile, this FDA advisory committee, what are they expected to do today? What's the timeline?
Yeah, so they spent this morning, they heard from the company. The company made its case that the drug works, that it's effective, and that it has fewer side effects and is safer. Then they just heard from the FDA. The FDA's own experts reviewed all the evidence, and they raised some serious questions. They really did question whether the company had proved its case, whether the drug really is more effective and is safer.
They're expected to vote later this afternoon. We'll hear what happens.
Yeah, that's right.
Rob Stein, NPR science correspondent. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me.